Well, now, what about different buildings on the farm? A farm, you know, have several outbuildings. And would you tell me something about how they, like the great big building where the stock is kept and the.
Well, that's the barn, they call it. Stock barn.
Well, would you describe one of those and if it had what it would look like up in the top of?
Well, I just make mention of how the barn was where I was raised. We had a big barn and had a overhead. That's where we put the what we call the long forage for the stock, you know, fodder and hay, and oats and stuff like that. And then down in the bottom we had stalls for the stock, you know. If it was cows, well, they had stalls. If it was mules, was horses, what might be. We had a big barn, you know. That is our place over here. And I have places, that is racks and stuff like that, to feed that stock in. The racks would be made upside the walls, you know, and throw it out from the top of the loft, we call it.
Uh-huh.
Into those racks, and then over further had cribs, we call it, to put corn in. People uh-huh. back then gathered their corn in the air, you know, didn't gather it, but combine stuff. Well, you'd go ahead and feed those, there would be a trough under the rack, and you'd put so many ears of corn to each mule, so much ground feed to each cow. Feed them in those troughs and trolls in those racks. That's the way the barn was. Now that was, of course, my dad had an ideal place. It's still an ideal place for a farm place, you know. Everything was convenient, you know.
Mm-hmm. Well, now what about the area outside the barn? Was there a fenced in?
Fields?
Well, I mean, just right outside the barn. Was there a fenced in area there?
No. The barn set out to itself. That is a stock barn. Then off further was what we call a crib. You know.
And what was that?
That's where you put your corn in the ears.
Uh-huh. Well, now, what about a place where you can keep grain, where you store
grain? Well, that's elevators. They uh-huh. put elevate corn out of these combines in those elevators. Our son-in-law has one.
Well, did you ever have a small one? You know, a silo sort of
thing? Yes, they have. We didn't at home, and we've never had one. My wife and either one, but a lot of people have some smaller silos, smaller grain elevators, mm-hmm. things of that kind. Mm-hmm. See, they're made round. Mm-hmm. I've seen that bottom in them. The air. Fans that blew air through the sides, you know.
Mm-hmm.
You know. They keep their corn, they can keep it two or 3 years. How long ago? Fans and keep it, they keep a certain temperature, you know. Uh-huh. Like thermostats in it, you know.
And then is this used to feed the stock?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's interesting. I had no idea.
Yeah, they come, got down where they combine, that is. Shell corn, everything, it comes right to the grain, you know. You don't have all that cob and everything with mm-hmm. it, shook, you know. Our son-in-law's got one over there, I imagine he's got two. Whatever size it is, he's got to keep it full of corn over there. Make it,
yeah. That has.
Uh-huh. Well, did you all ever used to use horse-drawn vehicles to go around various places? You know, if you needed to go, did you have a horse that you could hitch up or a mule or something?
Horse?
Yeah.